Okay, greetings. This is the Our Town program, KROV Oroville, 91.1 FM in Oroville. And my name is Lee Edwards, and our guest today, Shirley Morgado from the Butte County Community Action Agency. Although I suppose it's not officially called Butte County. That's just Community Action Agency, is that it?
It's Community Action Agency of Butte County.
Okay.
So you're close.
Let's get this up a little closer. Okay. Let's make it. Do whatever you can do with this crazy thing. This is fun. We're arranging communications here. Alrighty. So this has been an ongoing organization for how long? Long time?
48 years.
Wow.
Yeah, started in 1967. And our Community Action Agency is one of actually hundreds that are located across the United States. The birth of community action was the war on poverty that President Johnson declared in 1964 with the passage of the Economic Opportunity Act. So that got the ball rolling, and then here in Butte County, the county actually established an arm of its operations that was dealing with all of those anti-poverty programs back in 1967.
So this makes me wonder just a little bit, because you're talking about something for all these years that hasn't died from lack of funds. Do you have any instinct as to why that happened? I mean, what's the magic?
Well, there's certainly been a lot of ups and downs in terms of the funding. It has not been in any way stable, and it has taken significant hits and decreases through the years. And really various presidents in different administrations, both Republican and Democrat, have had differing viewpoints on funding for these programs and how effective they thought they were. But I think, I guess unfortunately, what we can say has helped it to endure is the fact that poverty, you know, has not gone away. It's changed. It's a little different now than it was in 1964, actually quite different, but yeah. It hasn't gone away. So I think through the years, our Congress and our presidents have seen the continuing need for it, but there's just been a different emphasis with different administrations.
And what's the region, you're a countywide agency, is that it?
That is correct. So our primary service area is Butte County, and that is all of Butte County, all of the incorporated cities and the unincorporated areas. But we also have one of our programs, which is the North State Food Bank, which is operated by our Food and Nutrition Services Department, and we actually serve a 6-county region with the food bank.
Okay.
So we're a little bigger than just Butte County with our food programs.
Yeah. Bet you'd like to be out of business, wouldn't you?
Of course, ideally that would be fantastic, but that's probably never going to happen.
No, it's really, it's reminiscent of things to me in the history books of the bread lines and all that. Well, it's might have a different face, but it sure exists. I was just reading to occupy airtime. The announcement for the census for the homeless this year, and that's been happening every year for a long time, and I don't have the numbers, but there's over 1,000 or so in our county that are considered permanently homeless. So
that's correct. The last count that we did in 2013, we surveyed just over 1,500 people. And in years before that, we were as high as 1,700 and 1,800. So it's certainly a continuing, persistent problem. And it's becoming much more of a problem for families with children and people who were formerly, you know, part of the middle class, so to speak. But
yeah.
They lost their jobs and
yeah.
Couldn't find other work. And so, unfortunately, they have also fallen into homelessness.
How do you keep up? You're probably fooling me, but how do you keep up the optimistic air that carries that seems to be around you?
Well, I think number one is you have to have a passion for this type of work.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of success through the years. I mean, the problem doesn't go away, but you also see a lot of individual success. You know, we see the families and the individuals that we help every day. And you know what you do makes a difference. And I think knowing that what you do makes a difference gives you the energy to do
yeah.
what needs to be done.
Yeah, it just almost seems, though, like being at the bottom of the ocean. You're swimming, trying to reach the top, and you never get there. You're constantly swimming, but that's not the way to look at it. Obviously, the way to look at it is how blessed we are to have any kind of ability to help folks that have really needs that they can't meet themselves. So That's definitely true.
And I think the other thing, too, is that we recognize, just as our communities have changed through the years and the face of poverty has changed, that we also need to adapt and change our services. And that's one of the big things that we're always focused on, is we want to maintain contact with our large community, our larger community, so they can tell us what they think the needs are. And then we can hopefully develop new services and new programs around that, and actually ask our community to come in and participate in that, whether they can donate some money or they can volunteer their time. There's ways that people can be involved in their community in a really concrete way, if they would like to get involved and help us in this cause.
Let's start right off. We'll do this again, but a contact information, phone number, whatever, because somebody might listen to this and be intrigued. So what would their number be?
Okay, so let me give you the general number for our agency, which is 530-712-2600. And that is our general agency number, and you know, they'll get a phone tree that will lead them through the various services. But if someone is specifically interested in donating funds or donating some of their time as a volunteer, they could contact me directly, and my number is 712-2820.
Okay, that's Sherry Margotto, Community Action Agency. And I don't think you have to have an imagination to see a need. I realize you're describing many types of needs, but just other than being in your little home, go out somewhere sometime and look, and the people with the signs and the people without the signs that are forlorn, and the shopping carts and all the other things. It's just, boy, it's hard for me anyway to see that. But I have to admit, and I'm sure I'm like a lot of other people, maybe the first time or so you see that, you're really impressed. But after a while, oh, it's that again. And after a while, invisibility sets in.
Right. It can become numbing. You know, certainly, to see the number of people that are in need. And certainly one thing I'd like to mention to your listeners is just very briefly a little bit about some of our programs, because we operate a number of different programs. You did mention the point in time homeless census and survey that's coming up, and that's actually sponsored by the Butte Countywide Homeless Continuum of Care, and Community Action Agency is the lead agency for those homeless programs in terms of the coordination of homeless programs in our county. But we operate some programs directly. I mentioned the North State Food Bank, and so we actually operate that out of Orrville. Our main facility for the food bank is here, and that provides lower cost staples of food commodities such as beans and rice and peanut butter and canned goods, as well as fresh produce for local food pantries and food closets, for homeless shelters, for church groups that feed low-income individuals out of their churches.
Okay.
So we do that. We also directly distribute food commodities to eligible sites and locations. So we always have a need for additional funding for that program. That's one of our programs that's really lacking. But that really directly impacts people in their homes on a daily basis with food security.
Sure. You must have people that just come as often as eligible, I'm sure, because they have nowhere else to go.
Right. Like they do. And certainly we act as basically like a wholesale for those food, those soup kitchens and food pantries, and so on and so forth. And certainly those agencies, they need to be able to purchase this food at a lower cost. And you're right, they're impacted every single day. So that's a really important service that we're able to provide to this region, because certainly without it, we'd have especially a lot of seniors and disabled individuals that would go without a lot of meals.
Yeah, but then that entails another thing. You have people that are maybe not able to get around that well, maybe they need transportation and so on. So then somewhere there has to be a person in between you and the person in need to transport things too. Is there any kind of an agency, or does that just sort of happen as it is, if you get what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately, that has been one of the programs that took a hit because of lack of funding.
Yeah.
Certainly, as our government funding has decreased, there is still, it's not operated by our agency, but there is still a home delivery program for homebound seniors, but they actually have to truly be homebound, that's operated by Passages. We do operate a small home delivery program for individuals that are associated with some of our tribes in the area. We have a small contract with a local tribal organization for that. But we would love to be able to restart a home delivery program. That would be, we recognize that as a tremendous need, just as you identified. And so if we do have people out there that feel that that would be a worthy cause and they'd like to donate funds for it, that would definitely be something we'd like to get going again in the future.
Okay. Yeah, so I imagine you have a knowledge of the number of groups and agencies with which you deal. About how many are there? There must be throughout the county.
Well, definitely, for speaking strictly about our food programs, right now we have 77 member agencies throughout our service area. And again, that is our six-county region, but
yeah,
certainly
right.
The majority of them are in Butte County. And again, these are soup kitchens and churches and homeless shelters and other social service agencies that are directly feeding people every single day. And we're in partnership with them to make sure that they can get the food they need.
Sure. By the way, folks tuning in late, this is Sherry Margotto from the Community Action Agency, and this is editorializing somewhat, but I think the word community is certainly pretty big because it covers such an area. It's countywide, and six counties, you say, actually.
For our food programs,
food,
yes.
Programs. But a lot of things... you're probably one of those, sadly, well-kept secrets.
That's right, and we don't want to be a well-kept secret. I mean,
yeah.
First of all, we certainly want people who are in need to know about our resources. I mentioned our food programs. We also operate a very large energy efficiency program for low-income homeowners as well as low-income tenants, where we go in and we weatherize their homes so we make it less drafty by installing weather stripping.
Sure.
We can put in new windows and new doors. We can help people with new appliances, including heating and air conditioning systems, refrigerators and stoves. A lot of things that we can do to, first of all, make their home more comfortable, and then secondly of all, decrease their utility bills.
Of course, of course.
So that's an important program that we have as well, and there's also included in that program is some assistance with utility bills. If you're a little behind on your PG&E bill and you qualify, then we can actually get you caught up on your utility bill.
All right.
So that's another fantastic program that's tremendously used and needed in our community. And that even includes for those who are... live in outlying areas and might be relying more on wood or propane for their heat source, we can also help with that. We have a wood and propane program.
Boy, somebody spent a lot of time doing a lot of thinking to organize all this. At what level does this happen? Does this happen just within your agency, or are you privileged enough to communicate with others? In other words, where you'll have groups get together and then what one learns they can transfer to another, if you get what I'm saying? Does that happen at all, or
Within our county, or you mean in
both ways,
larger area?
Both ways.
Well, certainly we maintain a lot of partnerships with other agencies that provide similar forms of social and human services.
Yeah.
And we make sure that they know about us and they understand our programs. Like, our energy programs are pretty well known throughout the county, and but then also certainly in other California counties, our neighboring counties also have community action agencies, and they operate similar programs. Not every agency runs exactly
right.
The same program
right.
But you know, if you go to Glenn or Colusa or you know, into the mountains, you know, those counties will also have some similar types of programs operated by a community action agency there.
Okay, I was kind of visualizing some sort of course you do have communication and networks. I was visualizing some, be hard to run it though, a huge conglomeration of people getting together from all around, but that would take a lot of time and it might not be that practical. You can do things by other means, email and correspondence and telephones and so on. And is there anything that strikes you as within the past few years as being new or different or something that you folks haven't been able to do that you're glad? I mean, this energy sounds like part of it. I'm sure that hasn't been around for a real long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, definitely. As I mentioned, certainly one of the things that's happening is that we have more and more people falling into poverty. So, and I had mentioned, you know, middle class, formerly middle class working families that hit hard times, and maybe even if they're still working, but they're making close to minimum wage, and it's very hard to provide for your family in that regard. So I think one thing that's different is just that we have more people, and perhaps people that we didn't see before that needed our services.
Yeah.
But I had mentioned our food programs, and I think the need that we see there is certainly more ability to deliver food into people's homes, and especially to be able to serve seniors and disabled who can't get out. And to be able to increase overall our ability to store healthy foods. For example, we would like to distribute more fresh produce to people. You know, food banks traditionally did more of the canned, dried thing, and we do still do that, and we recognize that it's important. But we live in the middle of this beautiful agricultural area, and we would love to be able to get more fresh vegetables and fruits out to people. And we've struggled with that because we need a place to store it properly, you know, a nice big refrigerator. And we do have some refrigerators, but not quite enough. And so that would be another tremendous need that we have is a way to be able to relieve hunger, but also give people really healthy food at the same time.
Speaking of needs, this is a very minor way to express some of those because we're not going to reach that many people, but do you have any kind of plots out there, any kind of schemes where you can make your needs known? Do you have people calling other agencies? How does that work? You must have some sort of a plan for that.
Right. We're glad you asked that. We're definitely working on that right now. One thing is that we're in the midst of revamping our website to make things easier for people to find, so that you can find information about us if in need of our services, but also if you want to give in some way, like I mentioned, if you want to volunteer your time or you want to donate some funds, we'll make it easier for you to do that. And that's one of the most significant things we're doing. But we also recognize the importance now of social media, and that people are using Facebook and Twitter.
Sure.
We're also going to be working on that in the next few months so for example, if someone hears this radio program and they get excited about it and they'd like to share it with their friends or family, that they be able to do that, and they can say, listen, go to their webpage, go to their Facebook page. You can keep up on the latest initiatives that they're undertaking on their Facebook page, that type of thing. So we're definitely working on not being the best kept secret anymore.
Yeah, it's really amazing to me. Kind of wish, as I said before, you guys were out of a job, but we're not going to dream of that sort of thing ever happening. But in the meantime, when I think, even as I drive down Cherokee Road to Oroville and I communicate with people in Berry Creek and all these Forbestown, all these little burgs like that, it's nice to think that they are geographically isolated, but that doesn't mean they're isolated from things that can really be of value to them.
That's definitely true. And, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, because we know that the energy needs in those communities is tremendous. People do need our weatherization services.
Sure.
They might need help with that wood or that propane or heating oil,
yeah.
or they need some new windows. And we will definitely go out to their house. We will drive to the furthest ends of Butte County to help people. So if, you know, if amongst your listeners, if you have community groups in those more rural areas or church groups,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they'd like to sponsor an information fair, for example, at their church, and our staff could come out there and do a little information fair about all of our services, and then that way the residents could just go to that local location. We'd love to do that.
What a deal. I'd love to try to get the word out on that, because that's one of the things, I guess, people are individuals, but they are obviously to a great deal communal, and so that means there are so many little groups here and there where they get together with a common purpose, and something where you can help other folks sort of seems like a normal logical progression for many of these groups, that they, here's an opportunity, Community Action Agency. By the way, we did do the phone, 530-712-2600, and Sherry's number, 712-2820. Website, I don't think we got that down yet.
Probably not. So that's www.buttecaa.com.
Buttecaa.com.
Yeah. So BUTTECAA.
CAA. Oh, of course. Got to put another A in there, Community Action Agency. Okay.
So one thing that I did want to add and clarify, I'm glad you asked about the website as well. I had mentioned our history, and there was the agency did start out as an arm of the Butte County government, but it was only a couple, 3 years, and then it spun off into its own nonprofit. So we are a nonprofit 501c3 agency.
Mm-hmm.
So again, for your listeners, anybody who donates funds to our agency, those are tax write-offs, because
sure.
we are a nonprofit.
Sure, that's great, because there are some folks out there that fortunately are in a position to do that, and it's a part of their mission in life is to share what they have, just the way you're doing with your time.
Right, exactly.
I still wonder, like Sherry, as a little tyke, did you ever envision yourself doing what you're doing? Were you one of these put a Band-Aid on the dolly's hand people, or did it just sort of happen through?
Well, a little of both, yes. I definitely grew up in a family where giving to others was emphasized, and doing good things, especially for those that are less fortunate, was emphasized. I credit my grandmother with that. She
okay.
definitely passed that on to me and quite a few other members of our family. But I also sort of fell into this work as well. And once I fell into it, I fell in love with it. And I've been doing, although I haven't worked for a Community Action Agency for nearly 30 years, I've been doing human services work, helping individuals that are low income in poverty for 30 years. And
mm.
I think once you catch the bug, you're really smitten with it. It's challenging, it's heartbreaking, it's frustrating and difficult, but it's also extremely rewarding. And that's the thing that we have to really emphasize. Anytime that we're helping our fellow human beings, and we can see where we can give something to someone who's in need, and hopefully at some point in the future they'll be able to pay that forward, then it's all worthwhile.
It seems to me, though, in a way, that it's sort of not hazy. I don't know what the word I'm trying to say. I guess the example, if you look in the help wanted section or whatever, this company, this place, this person, you know, they need people for this, that, and that. But the area that you're entrenched in, and it's a part of your life, unless I'm missing something, I don't see the kind of publicity that commercial groups do. So that must, in a way, oh shoot. Anyway, in a way, that must make it difficult for you to find people, maybe, or?
You know, actually, we're very lucky. We're very lucky. I mean, I think that there's a certain segment of people that are I think everyone wants to help others. Let me put it that
way.
Yeah,
sure.
Everyone wants to help others. We all want to feel like we're doing good. But some people are especially drawn to this type of work.
Yeah.
And actually, realistically, we don't have a hard time finding qualified employees. We really have a good group of staff that really care. And they have various levels of expertise depending on which program they're operating. So we're pretty lucky.
Wow. Good. Again, this is Sherry Morgado from Community Action Agency of Butte County, and serving a wide area geographically. And their website, www.butecaa.com. Their phone number, 530-712-2600. And to reach Sherry directly, it's 712-2820. So we have involvement in food bank, homeless survey, energy efficiency.
Yeah, I'd like to also add that we have one other program of direct services that I haven't mentioned. Some of your listeners might have heard of the Esplanade House, which is a transitional housing program for homeless families with children. And that is located in Chico, but we serve families from all over the county. We've had families move in there that have lived in Berry Creek, for example, or in Oroville. And again, it's specifically, it's for homeless families with children. So right now we have about 105 children under the age of 18 that live there with their parents. And, you know, it's a unique program. It's been there for 23 years. It's been operating for 23 years, about 11 years in its current location. And it makes an amazing difference for families who have been experiencing homelessness, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, mental health issues. It provides a safe place for them to live while they heal their life. And especially, we're really emphasizing our services for the children now. And we recently added a new position on it of a child advocate that basically provides intensive case management services for these children. Because as you can imagine, children that have experienced homelessness have been very traumatized. And we're trying to give them back that good start in life that they deserve and get them back on their feet.
Yeah, I'm struck by what you said, because I guess I can't speak with experience, but people with drug or alcohol problems might tend to be shunned many times by the very service agencies that they need so much, because they say, oh no, not in here, and all that. So it's nice to know that they're not only allowed, but they're ministered to. So that's a really big calling, that is.
Yeah, and I think the program is a wonderful balance of providing that attention and that care, and also providing a lot of services that we hold them accountable for. So it's not just, you know, I hate to use the cliche, but it's not just a hand out, it's a hand up. They have many classes and services they're required to participate in, and we have very strict program rules. It's a clean and sober living environment, and they really work hard at this program at the same time that they receive a lot of care and love and attention. So I think it's that balance that makes the program so successful.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, wonderful to have you here, Sherry, and obviously sad that something like this has to exist, but I'm sure it's always been the case, but it just seems like history keeps repeating itself, and we have so many people in need out there of so much, and just basic survival. Just, you're talking about basic survival. Gee, how spoiled I am. I've always taken it for granted, you know, and of course I happen to be, you know, lucky to associate family, friends, whatever, as most people do. And this is a whole world that we don't see, and they're rather silent. Yes, they're out there with a sign or with a dog and a whatever, but they're not banging on your door. They're not like the darn phone calls that are trying to sell you something all the time. They're not on TV blaring at you, come help me. they're just silently out there. So I can see where you have a lot of reward being associated with them.
Right, right. And like I said, you know, the unfortunate thing is that homelessness in particular has been on the increase, especially for families with children. And I think the economy has a lot to do with that, people that have really been struggling in the economy. So as you said, especially with homeless families, you don't often see them because they might be trying to take advantage of shelter, or they may be trying to stay with a friend at least for a couple of weeks.
Sure.
They often jump from house to house, you know, do the couch surfing thing, and or they may be living in their cars. Often families with children live in their cars, and
yeah.
So they're not often the most seen, but they're definitely very impacted, especially when you consider children and their innocence in those situations.
Wow. So are these children even able to attend school or anything?
Yes, they are. We're very lucky that we partner with the Butte County Office of Education, and they have a very specific program for homeless children called School Ties, and it's designed to ensure that those children get to school every day. And also, if they've, let's say, for example, that they were living in an emergency shelter, or they've been, you know, sleeping in their car or wherever, but they have been attending a certain school, they'll really work with them to make sure they don't have to change schools, at least not right away. So if they've got some friends in that school and they've got a teacher they like, they don't have to change when they move to our facility. But we do make sure those children get to school. We make sure they get after-school tutoring, and that they are given all the tools they can be given to be as successful as possible, because that's incredibly important.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, and I keep seeing this smile on Cherry's face because you're dealing with, maybe I'm analyzing with something that is depressing, but darn it all, I guess you being depressed doesn't help another soul, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You just got to look for what you can do. And how can I help this one? And here's what we have to offer. And keep upbeat as much as you can.
Yeah, that's right. I would say that the joy that you get from the successes, you know, far outweighs the sadness from the that you're dealing when you look at the enormity of the program. But
yeah.
Because you know that when you know you've made a difference in someone's life and they thank you, and we do, we get lots
sure.
and lots of thanks
oh,
from
I bet.
People. And that just, it just makes the difference. It really makes the difference.
And what about some sort of camaraderie among the folks you're helping? I assume there is some of that, but maybe by being with other people that are homeless or in need like that, maybe they get to make connections that are valuable in their life.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, our staff cannot take credit for all of the amazing transformations that happen at the Esplanade House. You're exactly right. This is a community of people, and they support each other. They help each other. They become friends, and they also hold each other accountable for their progress. And that's something that staff
yes,
can't do.
Yes, of course, it's not the boss saying, do this.
Right.
It's the person next to him saying, well, this is what we do. Do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And when you move into that community, you're expected to follow the community's rules.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely the peer support and the peer pressure, that's an invaluable part of that particular program.
Yeah.
And I know that people make friends there for life. They do. They make friends, and when they move on and they move into a place of their own, they keep those friends in some cases.
Yeah,
and that's really important, because many of them haven't had healthy friends in the past. They've had friends that were, you know, indulging in behaviors like drugs and alcohol,
yeah.
and perhaps crime that weren't good for them. And now they have people that they can associate with that understand what it means to be, you know, responsible and healthy.
Well, it's a hard way to get attention, but I'm glad they're getting attention. There's better ways to get a hand up, but it's sure nice that there aren't better ways for them, actually. No better ways. After all, your whole mission, your whole life is devoted to giving these people an opportunity to experience life in a, well, positive way.
Right.
Can't imagine the attitude.
You know,
day after day like that. What it would do to your attitude, your vision of your life, whatever what's optimism? What's happiness? What's anything? It must just be such a drag when you're just focused. It's like a turtle crossing the street. You know he's got one focus, and that's to get across the road. Well, that's what they are like. It's sad.
Well, and to recognize that with the families at the Esplanade House in particular, many of them, I would say vast majority of them, come from generations of poverty and homelessness.
Oh, my.
So they are adults now, but this is what they experienced when they were children. And perhaps even their parents experienced this as children.
Oh, my.
So when you just alluded to that, when you don't know anything different, and that is what is normal, of course you're going to fall into behaviors that aren't productive
sure.
and healthy. And so a lot of what we're doing with our program there is retraining people to look at life in a different way, act in a different way, behave in a different way, and have different expectations of themselves and their
right.
families now.
Well, if you can give them different expectations, you've done a lot. You're not going to... There's a thing I always like to say. It's not the most pleasant analogy, but somebody says, you know, if I want to shoot a deer, I don't just go out in the woods and just aim a bunch of arrows and hope it'll hit a deer. I try to find one. I try to focus. I try to direct my energy toward this is what I'm trying to do. I've got to find a better analogy, but it's a way of saying what you're saying. You have to be directed. It's not just going to happen by accident. It's suddenly you're going to turn around and see life differently. Someone has to lead you there.
Right, right. And a big part of that is understanding what caused you to get to the place that you were at. So,
right.
you know, and there's always multiple issues going on. You know, there's quite often drug addiction, alcohol addiction,
sure.
mental health issues. But then there's also a lack of education. You know, not completing high school, not pursuing any college whatsoever, lack of job skills, lack of social support, lack of parenting skills, relationship skills. So it's really addressing all of those things that go into, you know, making us a healthy human being, a productive human being, and then giving people the tools and the resources that they can then take advantage of. And we expect them to take advantage of those things.
Okay. So it's a kindness, but it's not like just throwing money and food at people.
No,
it's making the change so they can get out of what they're doing. It's creating a new view for them, maybe new opportunity, new life.
Right, exactly. Like I said, different expectations for themselves and their families. I mean,
yeah.
we love the people that we help and serve, but when they're done at the Esplanade House program and they move out, we say good luck and best to you, but we don't want to see you again. In other words, we don't want you circling back around. You,
right.
you know, it's time for you to fly.
Right. I understand that. Okay, well, again, have been talking with Sherry Morgado from the Community Action Agency of Butte County. 530-712-2600 is the agency's number. 712-2820 is Sherry's number. And at website, www.ButteCAA.com. They are a 501c3 for folks who donate and would like to have that tax advantage. And anything we're missing? We kind of covered it or what?
Well, we've certainly, you know, covered the discussion about all of our programs that we're providing right now. As I mentioned early on, part of the war on poverty, you know, the original purpose was definitely to provide for self-sufficiency. And I think that's one of the things we're really looking at right now as an agency, are what are our opportunities here in Butte County? Even if we can't provide all of the services, how can we partner with other agencies and other community groups so that we can come up with some new ideas about self-sufficiency? What does that mean in Butte County, for example? Is it, you know, certainly being part of the conversation about creating more jobs, better paying jobs, you know, sustainable economic development, preparing people for jobs that have meaning here where we live right now. And part of what we're going to be doing in the next few months is we're developing our new plan for the years 2016 and 2017. I know this is 2015, but we're planning
sure.
ahead.
Plan ahead.
And we're going to be doing some community outreach with some surveys and asking people their opinions about the things they'd like us to focus on, where they think the priority needs are. So what I'd encourage people to do a little later in the month of February, is check out our website, and our survey will be there. And we'd like to encourage people to go online and take that survey and give us their feedback about the issues they think are important in Butte County in terms of helping people lift themselves up out of poverty and how we can be part of that.
Okay. Well, you're certainly communicators, that's for sure. You're certainly offering lots of options for people to learn about you. And it's really a blessing to have phone number, website, and just people out there doing it. Wow. I guess I'm out of questions. I'm sort of overwhelmed by it all. I knew it existed, and of course, I've talked with other people, you know, that are trying to help with the problem. But it's, if you sit across the counter like we are with someone, and that's your whole focus, it gets really heavy and powerful and strong. But I'd like to think of it as not a negative at all. I'd like to think of it as, look what we've got, look what we're offering, look what's out there. And again, all the successful people who have come through this program. So,
right. We definitely think we're an asset to this community.
Oh, boy.
And but we'd like to be more of an asset. I mean, we exist for the people of this community, and we want to help them and serve their needs to the best of our ability. Yes, resources are not what they need to be. We could use a lot more money to do what we need to do. So give if you can give is one thing we would say. If this is a cause, if any of our programs strike a chord with you, you know, we'd love to be able to work with you on accepting donations. But if what you've got is time that you can give,
sure,
or other types of support that you can give, anything is appreciated, because we're here for the community, and we'd like to have as much community support as we can have.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sherry Margado from Community Action Agency. The agency's phone number, 530-712-2600. Their website, www.butecaa.com.